I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, when the Commerce Department reported this week that the cost of goods went up 2% in America over the last year, that is an affirmation that inflation is bang on target, right where policymakers want it. Marketplace's Ben Bradford explains why 2% is the Federal Reserve's magic number.
Too much inflation and people don't trust their money's value or make long-term investments. Too little and you risk deflation when the economy slows. Also bad. But why 2%?
It's arbitrary in a sense.
Economist Jared Bernstein with the Liberal Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says the right level is debatable to a degree.
I wouldn't want to set it at 10% or 6%, so it's not that arbitrary.
He says the Fed's aim is for people not to notice their currency devaluing. Since the recession, the inflation rate has stayed lower than 2% until this latest federal measure, which suggests it hit that number exactly. University of Chicago economist Anil Kashyap says it's not time to celebrate.
They're looking for sustained trends.
He says that's why the Fed is slowly ratcheting up interest rates to sustain this trend in coming years.
You know, like Wayne Gretzky used to say, if you want to pass to where the teammate's going to be, they're worried about making sure inflation in the future is on track.
By cooling down a heated economy, not too much, just enough. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.